Oh, what a classy lady. Patti Loveless, A Little Bit in Love on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Number four on our countdown here as we go back to the year of 1988. Here's a name you probably have not heard in quite a while. This is a classic tune, though. It's Rodney Crowell, I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried on 105.5.
That's what a woman wants. give a little love. You can be some big hunk, handsome, dark and tall. Talk to me in foreign tongues with a southern drawl. Or be a man from Osiam and wear a pointed hat. Well, I don't care how you look, cause that ain't where it's at. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Well, there are men who turn your head and knock you off of your feet. Sweet talk and big blue eyes make a poor heart skip a beat. Drive you wild with a smile and then they'll treat you cruel. Well, I ain't gonna fall for that, cause mama didn't raise no fool. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time.
Oh, the Judds. Give a little love on Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI. Checking in at number two on our Flashback Friday list for 1988, this week in history. And we have reached it once again, ladies and gentlemen, number one. Now, this is interesting. It's a song that was a big hit back in the early 1960s by a man who was in a doo-wop group, then kind of went off on his own. And it's sung by a man who in the late 70s and early 80s not only stormed the country charts, but the pop charts as well. Here's a great combination, Eddie Rabbit with The Wanderer on 105.5.
To me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Well, there's Flo on my left and Mary on my right. Well, Janie is the girl that I'll be with tonight. Well, I might ask me which one I love the best. I tear on my shirt and show my rosy on my chest. Of iron and I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And then I find myself a fallen for some girl. I'm up right in the car of mine and drive around the world. You know I'm the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around.
fists of iron and I'm going nowhere. I'm the kind of guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. I'll hop right into that car of mine and drive around the world. I'm the wanderer.
Cold and restless, his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bones and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive the man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronze and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Econ Electric and Current Technologies are excited to announce that operations will be consolidated at a newly expanded office on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with all electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Every time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and find me another wind. Let it take me where it wants to go. Another one horse town, another damned old rodeo. I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steer your heart away like a cowboy. Inside my old hat, it brings me love. I need a bunch of that. This midnight winding road runs through my blood. I can't give it up like I said I would. I know it's hard on. Till then I hope. time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and find me another way.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so much. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't call, so I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. Sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? She's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around. Well, the kind that says you had your chance, but she ain't coming back. Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day, and gone for the night, and gone for the rest of your time.
You got me in a suit and tie. I had to take a pull so I wouldn't cry. You got a line out the church door saying goodbye. Yeah, I believe them when they say you're in a better place. You had a wild side, but you had amazing grace. I know you're way off up in them clouds, but if you could still hear me right now, I hope you hit those gold streets on two wheels. I hope you imagine in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some hubs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from a man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give him some hell. I bet you're looking for a crew like we had. Bunch of noise making boys that like to live fast. Bunch
parking lot. Man, I don't know if the other side's ready or not, but I hope you hit those ghost streets on two wheels. I hope you mention in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some bugs you can lock in. Make some thunder, make them wonder how you got in. Hide your beer, hide your clear from a man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I get there. And when I do, I hope you got some new stories to tell. Till then, give heaven some hell. I was there when you raised your hand. Heads bowed, singing just as I am. Walking that aisle, praying that prayer. Man, it ain't right, but if you gotta be there. I hope you hit those ghost streets on two wheels. Hope your mansion in the sky's got a 10-acre field with some mud and some hugs.
Hardy on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Well, this is going to do it for me, at least on the airwaves, everyone. I've got a football game we got to get to. That's right. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we have the Assumption High School home opener. We've got Mike. We've got Randy on the call. I'll be working the board for that. So this is going to have to wrap it up for me. Don't forget this weekend, everyone, check out from 8 to noon on Saturday and Sunday. New voice. We got Dottie B coming in and giving you all the hits. And then, of course, Laura F from 12 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday as well. Our weekends are filling up with all kinds of greatness, everyone. So stay tuned. And about, I don't know, at about 10 to 6, we'll start the pregame show. And then kickoff at 6, Randy and Mike on the call. Assumption football on the way. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You say this ain't over yet. I've said things that I'll regret. Won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice, and there's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. See the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. Walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path out in these woods I used to hunt. But don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and
and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want.
NACUSA for 2024's Networking at Night on Monday, September 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 416 Crestview Lane in NACUSA. There will be food, craft, and many other vendors present. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to mingle with other local business owners and potentially grow your business. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Agatha's flown the coop. She's on a mission to discover what Central Wisconsin has to offer. Thanks to sponsors like Junkyard Bar and Grill. Download the app to win prizes.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Most garbage and recycling schedules will change next week because of the Labor Day holiday. In Marshfield, garbage and recycling collection is offset by one day. Marshfield's Common Council is looking to elect a member to be on the Utility Commission to serve a 7-year term. If you're interested, you'll need to submit a letter to the city clerk no later than 9 a.m. on Friday, September 6th. Labor Day weekend may be the perfect time to hit the trails with your ATV or UTV. However, the DNR is urging drivers to always recreate responsibly. Be sure to stay on designated routes, wear a helmet and seatbelt, and keep your speed in check. 22 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes so far this year. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also noted as contributing factors. Anyone under 18 must wear a helmet. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 73.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Some good aim on a goodbye ride, but it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls. Don't you wanna take me away? And lay me on down, girl, with a wild kind of loving you may. For God's sake, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Stadium and Woodtrust Bank Field is what turned out to be a drop-dead gorgeous evening for high school football here in central Wisconsin as your Assumption Royals get set to take on the ninth-ranked in Division 7 Pepa Allman Eagles. Hi, everybody. My name's Randy Paul. Michael Comer alongside once again tonight. Seth Habiger back at the studios engineering our broadcast as we are happy to bring you the very first broadcast for us of Assumption High School football this season. Michael, kind of looking forward to seeing the Royals for the first time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do. I mean, 2 years ago, they just waltzed right through the way that conference looked then, CWC small. Last year was a little bit of a rebuild coming into this year as they have more coming back this year. Maybe numbers-wise, lost a couple that they didn't replace. But either way, it's a new-look Royals, still white, of course, but new athletes, new places on the field, different places across the field, and it's going to be nice to see how they adapt to the changing roster.
Two shout-outs tonight. One to all the fans from Pepa Allman who are listening to us on our app or on the website.
Of course.
Along as well. It's my daughter's 16th anniversary today.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh,
That makes me her mother old.
Randy, I don't have a couch for you. I'm sorry.
Just kidding, Judy.
who are we kidding? She's probably not listening. She's probably out with the girls already.
And probably with the other guys.
Maybe, if you're lucky, right?
Right. Pepa Allman, they had a nice win last week. They had a 22-6 lead after quarter number one against Elmwood Plum City. Outscored Elmwood 16-14 in the second quarter to take a 38-20 lead. Still up 38-26, but then were outscored by 8 points in the fourth quarter. Elmwood Plum City got a touchdown with just under 4 minutes to go, but they're able to hang on and win the game 46-42. Speaking of hang on, I just got to share this with you real quick, Michael. I know we were talking a little bit off the air as well, but what a game last night between West De Pere and Kaukauna. Kaukauna scores about 50 seconds to go. West De Pere throws a bomb downfield. The guy gets it, catches it behind the defense. He's running all the way. It looks like he's going to score. Gets caught from behind. The ball comes squirting out and goes out of the end zone. And they end up losing it that way by 4 points, if I remember correctly. So that was quite a game. I was just thinking this being a four-point game. Boy, I'll tell you what. A lot of rushing, not a whole lot of passing for this Eagle team. Liam Midtoven. Midtoven. See, we'll have trouble with
Midtoven. Midtoven, kind of like Beethoven,
yeah,
but different.
Yeah, kind of like mid-October, right?
Yeah.
He had 21 carries for 152 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. Owen Post also, 9 for 109 and 2 touchdowns. And then after that, it was Caden Sherwin for 7 for 49. Justin Bergman had 6 for 46 and a touchdown. So they had a lot of talent in the backfield. Through the air, 3 for 6 for 40 yards. And Owen Post was able to catch all three of those. So they got some talent. They got the four-point win last week, and of course they have that talent. They're ranked number 9 in the state, and the upholsters agree.
Yeah, what's not to say positive about Pep and Alma, other than it appears, just, and we just have a small sample size, just one lousy game. And lousy, you can interpret that however you want. One game, and they had a sizable lead, and they almost let it slip away. So it's going to be interesting to see, at least from a Pep and Alma perspective, how do they work this week in saying, when you have your figurative foot on the throat, how you do not let up. You don't let them get a second wind and come back. Whereas Royals, you know, they were down, 13? I think it was 13-6 at one point, middle of the second quarter, but then things just kind of snowballed on them, and it was a 42-6 defeat at the hands of Marcusan. But it'll be interesting to see for the Royals to clean up some of the mistakes, hold on to the ball, and be efficient out there. Move it methodically, be efficient, and score. It's similar to what we talked about with Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln last week. Be efficient and score. they're going to have to keep the Eagles off the field and wear out that defense and just be efficient without their offense if they want to keep in this game, if they want to take this game. Quite honestly, just what's the best way to stop an offense? Keep them off the field.
Last week, Assumption losing to Markazan 42-7, but Markazan must have a good ball club. They played Laconia last night, I believe, if I remember correctly. They only lost by like 4 points, so Laconia's got a good ball club, so that Markazan team. And it's so hard to say early in the year
with
the polls because, you know, it's a whole different roster in some cases. And when you do that, it's just you kind of go by how they were last year, how many returners there are, and it kind of it's kind of like with college football. I always say you shouldn't rank anybody until about four weeks.
It's a trend. Property team A beats team B, team C in there, and it's you can't really look too much into it. It's like the example, Rapids got beat by River Falls last week, 44-21. Well, DC Everest was beat by Rice Lake, 44-17. Well, Rapids played Rice Lake this week, was beat 44-0. Whereas Everest played River Falls this week. And Everest beat River Falls 51-31 or something like that.
Right?
So does next week when Rapids and Everest play, well, it should just go to Everest. Well, not in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast.
Not so fast,
I even got the pen out and was pointing at you, Randy. Not so fast, my friend.
For those of you watching at home, right?
That's right.
So for the Royals last week, you were right. They were down only 6-0 after the first quarter. Then in the middle of the second quarter, it kind of started to go the way of Markazan and the Hornets as they were up 28-6 at the break. Outscored the Royals 14-0 in the third quarter, and nobody scored in that fourth stanza, so it ended up 42-6. On the ground, Wiley Cornwell with 74 yards on 13 carries. Rexton Steiner, the quarterback, had 14 carries for 24 yards and the lone score. So for the Royals, they are looking to bounce back, and of course, we're already looking ahead, which we can do because, you know, coaches, they got to stay focused on this game. But we're already getting excited about next week when they take on Pacelli. Last year, it was home game that went triple overtime, and I know you had that broadcast.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was actually, I believe, my first solo game. Randy had to go to the vet for something. I think it was cone of shame yet again. But, hey, I'm joking aside. We got here, and Assumption goes up early, and then Mother Nature said, again, not so fast, my friend. And we had about a 2.5-hour rain delay. I think Seth went down to the local establishment and got a burger and a pizza and came back. Well, not all in one sitting, of course, like I could do. But he came back, and I was giving him updates. Yeah, I think we're going to start playing. Then we played, and Pacelli came back, went not one overtime, not two overtimes. I believe it was the third one where Pacelli, they went for two right on the goal line, coughed up the ball. Wiley Coyote Cornwell recovered it, and the Royals won the game. That was
good afternoon.
That
everyone.
Has the makings of happening again this year, but we got to get through this week first.
Of course, that'll be
today's contest.
Next week
features the Eagles
Friday
from Papanoma.
Kind of unusual that we would have playing the same team at home 2 years in a row. There were conference shakeups this year that's going to play out.
Rise to the prayer.
Conference opener for